As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, and coffee brewing on the stove. There's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, June the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that, hard facts certainly. We even advance workable solutions from time to time, so definitely stay tuned for all of that. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on, bookmark, and become vocallocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion there. That's going to be interesting, I hope, today. Pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without Internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo. 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. All of that contact information and so much more available at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage and also on becomevocallocal.com. The markets this morning awash in red ink, end of the second quarter of 2010 prior to the G20 summit. All that means gold and metals are down again. Insurers are coming to the fore as the offshore oil deal makers. We'll talk about that. Gillard replaces Rudd as the Australian Prime Minister. We'll go there as well. Of course, there's lots more on the browser, but then in the second hour, we'll probably turn our attention once again to John Stuart Mill and his wisdom on representative government. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for this morning, Thursday, June the 24th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $3.40 an ounce at $1,233.90, almost fully $30 below the recent high that it set. So we've had a little bit of a pullback. This would be a good time to come into the market if you are a gold bug. Silver this morning loses 18 cents as well. What happened to that $19 silver that was just tickling my fancy? Off 13 cents in early trading at $18.38 a troy ounce. Platinum losing $23 at $1,546 an ounce. Palladium, likewise, more red ink here. Another $9 drop in palladium. Now trades at $463 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning: $1,227 for a low, $1,239.10 for a high. Pretty nice spread going on in there. But at $1,233.90, your gold is still up $301.40 year to year for a 32.34% return on your investment in Arum, that precious noble metal.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Again, let's go back in and close out this market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City finds gold trading down $3.40 an ounce at $1,233.90. Silver off 13 cents at $18.38 a troy ounce. Platinum down $23 at $1,546. And palladium off 9 at $463 an ounce. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,233.25. And by golly, we're 65 cents above that. At 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the SPDR gold shares this morning, unchanged from yesterday, still standing at 13, 13, 13. That's right, 1,313.13 metric tons for a value on the street, State Street Global Advisors, that is, at $51.77 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 5 yesterday at 10,298. The S&P, excuse me, the NASDAQ closed off 8 at 2254, and the S&P, the standard and oh-so-very-poor 500 index of industrial magnates and captains of finance and industry, that one, that indicator, off 3, closing at 1,092 yesterday. Crude oil this morning loses 17 cents off of its barrel price at $76.18 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, as we love to say, delivered in Oklahoma, as they are. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 12 basis points, the prelude to the G20 here, end of Q2, the second quarter of 2010. The USDX on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, this trade-weighted basket of currencies that little Timmy Geithner puts so much support behind, this trade-weighted basket of currencies known as the USDX, I don't know what it is, folks. It's just a number with a name, I guess. But it bumps up 12 basis points, trades out at 85.90. Whatever that might mean, I don't have a clue, but it certainly impacts the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian loonie this morning drops off 25 basis points just in time for the G20, and yield trades out, exchanges out on the foreign exchange markets at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, that resilient little thing, down 41 basis points, yet still hangs in there at 8 cents U.S. The euro, off 10 basis points, trades at $1.23. It's coming back up again slowly, but at $1.23 this morning. And the British pound up strongly, 0.09%, trades at $1.50. The Swiss franc this morning, up a little bit, just a tiny fuzzy bit, I guess you'd say, just a little hair, up 1 basis point at 0.01%, trades at 91 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the yield on the 2 year is down, and I sure hope this is correct. I've looked at two different sources. It's down from, it was in the 70-something yesterday, down this morning, 0.66666%. The yield on the 10-year is 3.09%, and the 30-year is at 4.05%. So if you want to buy some of that bonded indebtedness and get into the euro, the U.S. Treasuries, there you go. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.19% a month ago to 4.12% this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 4.87% to 4.73%. So not only can they not sell the houses, they can't even give them away with free money. The prime rate this morning stands at 3.25%. Let's go back into the browser here and pick up some of the big news. As we mentioned back on Oracle Unleashed a couple of weeks ago, maybe even as much as a month ago, one of the things that I pointed out there was just to keep your eyes on the insurers and the reinsurers, because they were likely to start to drive the marketplace as it becomes more and more impossible, or more and more costly, I guess, for small guys to get into the market. The more regulations you put on offshore drilling, the more regulations and costs you lay on to the developer, if you will, the fewer hands can stay in the market. That's certainly proving out to be the case here this morning. British Petroleum demise would threaten U.S. energy security industry. You wonder why the BP and Exxon were in bed with the Ken Salazar's Mineral Management Service. It's because basically the United States not only runs on oil, but we've had a petrodollar for an awfully long time, ever since Aramco, but we've also, our military is one of the biggest consumers of petroleum products on the planet. And so anything that diminishes our access to natural gas and crude oil and diesel and the ability to make jet fuel and gasoline to power all the Hummers and tanks and things that, you know, we kind of, I don't know, kind of got an addiction to killing, so we have to move our little killing machines all over the planet, and so we do that. Well, oil spill aside, this off of Bloomberg, Stanley Reed writing, new news, U.S. energy security will suffer if BP PLC goes under or is significantly reduced in size. What does that tell you? Doesn't that remind you of the things we've heard about before, you know, with AIG and the others? Too big to fail? Doesn't that sound like a prelude to too big to fail? Certainly does to me. With public anger off the charts over BP's role in the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster, or as Rob Chowder likes to say, catastrophe, there's not much sympathy about the financial burden the London-based company faces from future legal claims and cleanup costs. BP says it's considering asset sales to help cover the cost of $20 billion escrow fund Barry the usurper demanded the oil producer set up to handle the U.S. claims, okay? So we've talked about this a little bit before. Just think about it from the standpoint of having to put their some of their assets up on the chopping block, and they chop and lop them off. Other people will come into the market and buy them. Well, you know the TRICOMs will be there for that action. as well as others around the planet. The company's survival may also be in doubt if the financial hit from the Deepwater Horizon rig explosion approaches the $100 billion mark, as some analysts suggest is possible. Such a scenario would have implications for U.S. energy policy at home and abroad, and mostly bad ones, Bloomberg's Businessweek reports in its June 28th issue. The usurper recognized as much when he said on June the 16th that BP is a strong and viable company, and it is in all of our interests that it remains so. So he's flipped, you know, flip-flopping from kicking ass to, sucking. Never mind. Anyway, you know where he gets his money. You know where he gets, you know, which side of the slice of bread is buttered for Barry. The company's demise would be disruptive to the American oil industry, given that BP is the largest oil and gas producer in the U.S. But they're not a United States company. They're a British company, all right? So don't lose sight of that one. With about 1 million barrels per day of production, there's no reason why we couldn't have an American company producing this for us instead of being dependent upon the Rothschilds and their various and sundry downlines. Some 7,000 of BP's 23,000 U.S. employees work in the Houston area, many in a suburban office park just off the Katy Freeway, and it continues highly compensated. From there, the company runs its Gulf of Mexico offshore operations with a phalanx of engineers, geologists, and computer scientists. These are highly compensated people, and we'll be right back.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So again, taking a look at the more financial implications of the BP oil leak, the geyser, the gusher, the volcano in the Gulf. This article, again, off of Bloomberg, continuing highly compensated. There, the company runs its Gulf of Mexico offshore operations with a phalanx of engineers, geologists, and computer scientists. Of course, this is BP. Quote, these are highly compensated people, says J. Robinson West, chairman of the Washington-based consultants PFC Energy. In other words, these people are raking it in, aren't hand over fist. And they're probably all six figures and above. Most of these employees there are. Until the Deepwater Horizon accident, blah, 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 BP's Gulf activities were viewed by the U.S. government as a big plus for U.S. energy security interests. Since the mid-1990s, the British company has been the leader in Gulf exploration, pushing into deeper water and drilling further into the earth. Its projects were key to the 7% growth in the production of the U.S. achieved last year, reversing an 18-year decline in output. Of course, all of that has to do with the oil reserves, you know, of the country. BP's skill at negotiating access to new energy sources, especially in strategically important regions like Iran, which is where they started, has also served U.S. interests, okay? This is this partnership between the United Kingdom, England, the way I like to say it, England and the United States and the colonies. It's been a long time in development. Don't imagine it's going to change anytime soon. You know, the Rothschilds run us. They own us. BP's skill at negotiating access, that's important. This is this whole idea about negotiating access as they move all over the Near and the Middle East, moving off into Asia deeper and deeper all the time, and South and Central America. Continuing, the company opened up Azerbaijan, I guess would be the way to say it, a major producer in the Caspian Sea region. There's so much interest there. That's such a vitally important area for the Khazars and the Neanderthals, you know, for oil development. It has developed two oil and gas fields there, as well as the Baku-Tbilisi-Ceyhan crude oil pipeline through Turkey that opened in 2004 and offers a counterweight to Russian dominance in the region. All right? You've got to remember why we went to, you know, finance the Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks to take down Tsarist Russia. It was because Tsarist Russia was just beginning to discover and to realize the vast amount of mineral wealth that they had access to. They were actually becoming not only the wealthiest country on the planet, which they had been prior, but they were also moving strongly towards becoming an industrial giant that wasn't controlled by the West. And that was just not going to be tolerated. Got to kill those czars. Got to kill those beautiful children and his wife, too. Anyway, continuing along, the Libya, Iraq, in 2007, BP signed an agreement with the investment arm of the Libyan government to explore for gas along an offshore tract the size of Belgium. So you see what we're talking about here. We're using the exploration for petroleum products, petroleum-based products, as basically an embassy, an ambassadorial position. You go out and you do these arrangements. This is a great deal for the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank and the Bank of International Settlements. This is a great way to come in and take the natural resources of a country and exchange for the natural resources. Fractional reserve fiat dollars, pretty handy stuff, you know, makes people debtors and creditors and blah, blah, blah. BP's most daring move has been last year's $20 billion deal in Iraq to add almost 2 million barrels per day in production to the country's prized oil field in Rumaila. Yeah, you can imagine that BP was instrumental in pushing us over the edge and getting Jorge Bush and the Project for the New American Century and all the rest of the PNAC folk into Iraq in the first place. Going in there, grabbing that oil, couldn't let nasty Saddam Hussein trade his oil for euros or golden dinars, could you? BP is starting to identify the $10 billion or more in assets it might sell to fund the cost of the Gulf spill, says Managing Director Robert Dudley, of course, who has taken over the day-to-day oversight from the Chief Executive Officer, Tony Hayward. Quote, "We have to sharpen the portfolio to pace ourselves for what has happened in the U.S. Again, going back to trying to figure out what assets they can sell to cover their assets, if you know what I mean. Bankruptcy risk. Person familiar with BP's investment plan says it may need to raise as much as $50 billion to cover costs related to this catastrophe. Oppenheimer and Company oil analyst Fidel Guite said BP could end up in bankruptcy if costs exceed $100 billion. A possibility if partners in the stricken well, such as Anadarko Petroleum, managed to pin full legal responsibility for the oil spill on the UK-based producer. And if so, BP may have to part with some prized assets. And Chinese and Russian oil companies, less sympathetic to the U.S. interests, could step in as buyers and change the geopolitics of the oil interest industry. And that'll be very important going forward. You know, if you follow PM Barnett, John, what is his first name? John. John PM Barnett, I think. What is it? No, it's Thomas, excuse me. Thomas Barnett. Tom Barnett. I don't know what the PM stands for. I'm not even going to advance an idea. Nevertheless, if you look at his geopolitical scheme of things, you can understand why everything is focused now on China and Russia. It's no longer on the United States and Canada and the South Americas. Anyway, continuing, companies will be interested in buying assets in Azerbaijan, Angola, Brazil, and potentially also Norway, of all places, said Gudmund Hall Isfeldt, an analyst at the in Oslo, Norway's largest bank. Anyway, that's the story on that one. But here's the more of along the same line, which is what I really wanted to cover initially. And this is that the offshore insurance is to shrink as providers flee the BP-like risk. You can't have these $100 billion, $200 billion hits on the oil companies when they have a catastrophe without some insurance. Now, you know, you can be self-insured. Companies can do that. But it takes a tremendously deep pocket to do that. How many of you out there in the listening audience realize that you don't have to buy this extortionist automobile policies to have your federally and state mandated automobile insurance, as if healthcare was the first mandated insurance that we were asked to endure. But you don't have to carry those very expensive insurance policies if you can post a bond adequate to meet whatever your statutes, your state statutes require. You don't have to have an insurance, automobile insurance policy if you can post a bond. And people that have the money, I'm sure, just bond out on that one. And it's the same thing with the big companies like M.A. Mortensen Construction and others. They just bond out. They're self-insurers. And BP was the same way. So BP PLC's rig explosion, blah, 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 blah. BP's leak in the Gulf of Mexico is a market-changing event, said Dieter Berg, the senior executive manager, marine at Munich Re, the world's biggest reinsurer, and among those exposed to the losses. Again, this article by Natalie Obico Pearson, New News, off Bloomberg. Buyers and sellers of coverage will be re-evaluating their appetites for offshore energy risk, said Berg in a June 11th email response to questions. Proposals in Congress to raise U.S. liability costs to $10 billion, remember it was $177 million before, but to $10 billion. Are you going to, how are you going to post a bond for $10 billion to cover that, the liability costs? How are you going to be able to afford to buy an insurance policy to cover you for a potential $10 billion loss? And if you could, how much would an insurance policy for $10 billion be? Well, it's going to be, it ain't going to be cheap, Dorothy. Again, ExxonMobil Corporation, Royal Dutch Shell, with BP, Exxon, and Royal Dutch Shell are the only three that really have the ability to do that. Well, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we can see then that this reinsurance issue becomes looms larger and larger as a winnowing stick, a winnowing rod, if you would, for the various and sundry competitors. Again, always, you know, making, never letting a good crisis go to waste, always concentrating power and wealth in fewer and fewer hands. Let's go back in here again and look at this sentence that I got interrupted while reading one more time. Proposals in Congress to raise the U.S. liability cost to $10 billion to drill for oil in the Gulf could leave just three companies, British Petroleum, ExxonMobil Corporation, and Royal Dutch Shell PLC, with the finances to self-insure. Energy consultant PFC Energy said June the 15th in a memo to clients. So as we see Monsanto gaining greater and greater percentage of all the seeds, cornering the seed market and the feed market and the fertilizer and the pesticide markets, as Monsanto continues to move in that direction, closing the loop on food, you know, and Pfizer closing the gap on the rest with all the meds, you know, this kind of an incident that's going down in the Gulf could very easily be the stepping stones necessary to put a triumvirate at the top of the petrodollar, BP, Exxon, and Royal Dutch Shell. Insurance coverage available may decline as much as 30%, the article continues. BP was drilling into its Macondo well, blah, blah, blah. We don't need to go through all of that again. Three times more, insurers are now reassessing how much they can afford to underwrite as the incident exposes higher liabilities than previously thought. said Gregory Thomas, the head of the offshore activities. Insurers are charging 50% more for policies covering oil rigs in deep water since the BP catastrophe. Moody's Investor Service said on June the 3rd, old news, we reported it when that came out. R.S. Sharma, chairman of India's biggest explorer, Oil and Natural Gas Corp., said on June the 9th, I wouldn't imagine that R.S. Sharma owns, that's probably owned by the guy that wears the fish hat, most likely, following on the boot heels of St. Francis Xavier, that great Jesuit co-general adjutor. Anyway, said on June the 10th it would have cost a state-owned company three times as much as if it had renewed its offshore policy after the disaster. The BP oil spill will significantly push up the price of insurance on offshore drilling, said Lloyd's of London Chief Executive Officer Richard Ward. You know, if you're going to have to take on a really nasty risk someplace, everybody goes to Lloyd's of London, including Larry Silverstein, didn't he? Taking out three terrorist policies on his terroristic intentions for the World Trade Center. The BP disaster is likely to be the second biggest energy insurance loss based on current estimates, said the Insurance Information Institute. Then it goes on and continues, talks about all this idea of self-insurance and so on and so forth. This is all just, I knew this was going to come. There wasn't any doubt about it in my mind. It had to go there. Prohibitive premiums and the impracticality of insuring one-time catastrophic events could mean deepwater operators will need to be self-insured, said James Eck, Vice President, Senior Credit Officer at Moody's in New York. The small guys aren't going to compete, folks. They're going to be forced out of this marketplace. What insurer is going to want to put $1 billion worth of deepwater insurance out and only get paid $5 to $10 million after this? They may as well write a few more hurricane insurance contracts. These are the cat bonds we've talked about earlier. Betting on everything that the creator of the universe could throw at you. BP, Exxon, Mobil, and Shell, the world's three largest non-state oil companies, yeah, right, are at least partially self-insured through wholly owned units, according to company filings. And it continues. Insufficient capacity. More companies may have to cover themselves if the U.S. decides to raise the cap on liability for economic damages to $10 billion. Oh, I misspoke earlier. From the previously $75 million. That's Robert Hartwig said that, president of the Insurance Information Institute. So it's bumping it up from 75 million insurance policies to $10 billion. That's going to winnow them out. That's going to clean out the crowd. I'll tell you what. BP, as owner of the underwater lease, and remember it is a lease, has primary liability for damages caused by the pollution and damages by the leak from its Gulf well. Lawsuits are pushing a broadening circle of contractors that provide equipment and drilling services, blah, blah, blah. Our biggest fear at the moment is that there will be a change in the contracting dynamic and operators suddenly start to shift pollution and other liabilities over to the contractor. So, once again, Transocean standing back, their contract very carefully written, they said, hey, wait a minute, British Petroleum, you were hiring us. You took all of the responsibility. It was our rig. There was nothing wrong with our rig. Our rig did the job. It was your schedule and your lack of and unwillingness to put in the necessary safety expenses that caused this accident. We didn't have any, you know, we're not culpable for this at all. But soon, Transocean may have to take that, you know, burden on. And so if that's the case, and Cameron International and others and Halliburton, if it gets rolled over to them, of course, then the cost that Transocean will have to have, instead of $500,000 a day to lease one of their drilling rigs, and Cameron with the exceedingly high cost of these blow-off preventers, and Halliburton with their energy services, they'll all have to be insured for loss and damages. And that'll drive up the cost of them, which, again, just means that fewer and fewer people will be able to bear these costs as it moves around. Anadarko Petroleum has a 25% stake in BP's Macondo well, while Mitsui Oil and Exploration owns 10%. Well, there you go. Add that one to your list, folks. Mitsui Oil and Exploration Company owns 10%. This is the first time I've seen their 10% share in the Macondo well. How about you? Did you know that Mitsui was in this as well? the real impact on energy prices hasn't emerged yet because this year's contract terms were set before the BP leased oil rig exploded. So I guess we don't have to wait for a war in Iran. We'll be watching the new energy prices emerge just as our local electrical cooperative chair stated that they would. We could look at the energy prices going up in 2011. Look for that to happen. Very likely to happen. If the Atlantic hurricane season, which started on June the 1st and is expected to be twice as active as normal, causes more damage, premiums may rise by as much as 100% by the end of the year. Oh, buddy, look out. I don't imagine that they're going to be calling Benjamin Livingston anytime soon to put out any hurricanes that might start, you know. It's to the insurance company's benefit that they fire up HARP and make these hurricanes even worse. They could get costs of premiums to rise by as much as 100% by the end of the year. Well, that doesn't look very good. It doesn't look very good at all. Let's see what else we've got up here. Maybe we should jump off that. No, let's go over here. One last piece of news on BP, and then we're going to let that go and get to other stuff. BP reinstalls the cap on the Gulf oil leak, intercept well on track. BP PLC, this is by Jessica Resnick and Jim Paulson writing for BP June 23rd. This would be yesterday's news. BP PLC said it has reinstalled a device on its Gulf of Mexico well to capture the leaking oil as an intercept well intended to plug the gusher began homing in on its target. And BP, blah, 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 they talk all about it. The company yanked the cap off from the seabed after it was rammed by a remotely operated vehicle, blah, blah, blah. BP said drilling to intercept the leaking well and seal it permanently with mud and cement advanced yesterday as engineers began a series of ranging tests to guide the drill to its target. The so-called relief well has reached 16,000 feet below the ocean surface, and BP expects to plug the damaged well at about 18,000 feet below the ocean surface, that which reinforces once again that this is about a 13,000-foot deep well, not 35 or 40,000, as some people have been speciously advancing. And in my opinion, certainly have found far more to support this depth than anything else greater. I think part of the confusion is that the Tiber well that was drilled by the Deepwater Horizon was the well that was so deep, and it was the one immediately preceding Macondo project. Continuing, he says, the relief wells are on course, said Mark Saul, the BP spokesman, in a telephone interview yesterday. A rig drilling a second relief well has paused for tests. Ranging tests determine a bearing and distance to the target well. What are we talking about, bearing and distance? Okay, this is just simple mathematics, but it's mathematics that most people have a difficulty understanding. But this is the basis for how I would lay out buildings. This is how a land surveyor does his work. It's part of the idea of what is GIS and GPS, the Geographic Information System and the Geospatial Positioning System, bearings and distance. This is like using a compass. You go so many degrees north by east, and then you go out so many feet, and you set a corner. And you can do that with your simple scientific calculator if you understand the math. And you can get very accurate distances and lay out very precisely your next outhouse or your next barn project or your next military installation or an intercept well. Use bearings and distances. This is just mathematics surveying discussion.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so, once again, it is through the understanding of all of the various corporate interlockings in these various groups, from BP down through Anadarko, and then from Anadarko down through Nalco and all the rest of them, where we come into Boots and Coots and we look at that, when they picked up that and brought that into the fold. The whole idea of going in and doing a surgically precise drilling project is something that you would have to do with great care. I mean, you need to be precise on this one. And there is technology out there to do it. But again, it's going to require some of these highly paid, they're highly paid for a good reason, because the decision-making, you know, you get compensated in the business world for the importance of the decisions that you need to make. You know, the low-level guys, well, to choose between, shall we have one brand of coffee service or another brand of coffee service, doesn't really, you know, isn't really earth-shaking. But when you get down to these kinds of decisions and these kinds of layouts and these kind of challenges where you've got billions and billions laying on the line, and just a simple calculation will make you sweat bullets. And I'm sure whoever's running this intercept well drilling process is sweating bullets on a regular basis. Probably buckets and buckets of sweat just running down their back. But it's all mathematics. It's calculations, the ability to compute. And this is part of the problem why we have such problems out there in the big world today, is that some of the younger people that are coming out of colleges don't have the experience to even know whether or not mathematical formulas and answers and results that are being brought forward are anywhere within the ballpark. And this is not going to be a ballpark. This isn't an atomic weapon. This is not within a hand grenade. This is surgical precision. When this thing goes into this well bore, the old one, it needs to hit, like Mike Chambers has said repeatedly, something about the size, a target about the size of a dinner plate, okay? So this is pretty important stuff. And it continues, he says, you want to go gently. Potsuck said, any abrupt change in trajectory is a potential for another delay, an opportunity to begin fishing for something that's stuck. You don't just go down and start, you know, making rapid changes. Using similar equipment, PTT Exploration and Production PCL needed a month to kill its Montara leaking well in the Timor Sea off Australia last year, according to a report filed with national regulators. After missing on the first three attempts over 11 days, the PTT drillers determined they were less than a half meter from their target. That's 18 inches, approximately. When a whipstock, a wedge intended to divert the drill at a sharp angle, became stuck, forcing them to back up 100 meters to try again before hitting the well. Once the relief well is at depth, it might take weeks to seal, said Pazik, and they might have to essentially kill the reservoir around the well bore, and that means, if nothing else, much larger volumes of mud. And it goes on, drill ships, hurricanes, and so on and so forth. So there's a lot to this story that, you know, is out in the news now, and I don't know whether any of this really would have been out in the news had we not had so many people looking at it and exposing it. This is just not something that you can keep under the wraps when you've got the blogosphere going full bore. Well, here's another one. We want to go there before we go to the top of the hour. Just as an aside, because, you know, we do have an Aussie in our house, and so what we want to do is look at and follow along some of the things that are happening in Australia, not just because of our good friend Sean from down under, but also because this is part of the APEC, you know, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. Australia plays a fundamental role in that group. And so here's an article, and I've reported previously when the former Prime Minister, Mr. Rudd, started putting some laying some heavy hurt on the mining industry. Well, you don't get in and start messing around with the mining industry without taking some licks, and I think there may have been a little bit of blowback right here where Rudd steps down as Prime Minister of Australia. Now, this article off the New York Times by a Mariah Foley, yesterday's news. Sydney, Australia, faced with a revolt from within his own governing party, Prime Minister Kevin Rudd stepped down on Thursday morning. Now, you know, we've just had a transformation over in England where Cameron comes in. Now we've got Rudd stepping out and a new PM coming down in Australia. We're looking through, we're checking our list, okay? We're looking at our list, we're checking it twice, and we're looking for all of the carbon-friendly folk we can find. All the carbon-friendly folk that we can find so that we can get off the fiat dollar system and get onto the carbon credit system as soon as possible. But anyway, Kevin Rudd stepped down on Thursday morning. Party officials decided to replace him with his deputy, Julia Gillard, who was sworn in a few hours later as the nation's first female prime minister. All right, so you got Nancy Pelosi. You know, we've got a lot of women moving into positions of power here. And there's a reason for that as the the positivist age comes on, where we actually, man will support woman. Man will support woman. This is the Gaia thing. It's all focusing on the woman figure. Very important. You know, it's not just the nanny state and sucking off the teeth of government. It doesn't help to suck off the teeth of Al Gore. You want to suck off the teeth maybe of this pretty young lady. Anyway, Julia Gillard. Continuing, Mr. Rudd, who was facing opposition from within his own center-left Labor Party, a center-left Labor Party. Now, we went through all of that on this broadcast. As we studied political science, we had weeks of that. All right, we looked at the party models and all of how that's set up, the Republican Party and the Democratic parties here in the United States and our established two-party political system, basically this being carbon copy twins stacked on top of each other over towards the far right of the political spectrum. Well, here we've got a center-left Labor Party, so they're... oh, come on. So they're over there on the side. We must be right at that time of day where we're going to go through this bull again. All right, maybe we can keep the phones together as we go through this process of getting some kind of a transformation accomplished. Okay, we've got a Skype caller there. You just stay right there, Skype caller, and I'll be bringing you up after the top of the hour, so just stay right with us. Anyway, continuing back, But as we went through these various party models, we understand more about words that we see like center, left, labor, party. Well, you know, workers of the world unite. The Labor Party, this comes back to philosophical radicalism. The labor laws in England were one of the achievements of the philosophical radicals in the time of John Stuart Mill. So let's continue with the article. Mr. Rudd, who faced rising opposition from with his own center-left Labor Party, ceded control of the party's leadership to Ms. Gillard in the capital, Canberra. Mr. Rudd, who once enjoyed the highest approval rating in Australian history, became the shortest-serving prime minister in nearly 40 years and one of a handful to be thrown from office before completing one term. I wonder if we could find the same kind of gumption and throw the usurper from office before completing one term. Was that ever in anyone's plans? Maybe? Could be. Miss Gillard had insisted for months that she was not interested in challenging Mr. Rudd for the leadership, the article continues. She said Thursday that she decided to contest the leadership because she felt that a good government was losing its way. My values and beliefs have driven me to step forward to take this position as prime minister, she told the reporters. I will lead a strong and responsible government that will take control of our future. That is the purpose of the political parties, by the way, to gain proximity to or complete control of governments. And this is certainly in her mind. She said she would call an election in the coming months. Mr. Rudd, who paused repeatedly to fight back tears, well, someone hand him a handkerchief, please. He says, we have thrown our absolute all at this, he said, as far as his litany of accomplishments over the last 2.5 years. And he really was known as 24/7 Kevin. For his long hours and aggressive working style, he pledged to dedicate his every effort to ensure that the government is reelected. Mr. Rudd was swept to power on a surge of goodwill in 2007, and for 2 years he enjoyed strong approval ratings, among other things, for apologizing to Australia's Aborigines. I don't know if that bought him a hell of a lot of love in the people, but he apologized to the Australia's Aborigines. That's like coming on after the fact and saying you're sorry to the Chippewa and the Pawnee and the Sioux and the Blackfoot and the Arapaho and the Algonquin and the Tlingit and all of the rest of our Native Americans. Well, we'll be right back. Stay with us for hour number two, straight ahead.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered, goes where you go, sets up in seconds, no filters to replace, no complicated maintenance, make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea panels aren't filters, they're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Certainly, you log on and bookmark the becomevocallocal.com new webpage. Engage in our chat room discussion there. You can also access the broadcast if you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access. You can call in at 512-904-8014 and join us live on air throughout the broadcast and internationally around America and around the world. You can call in 866-841-1065. In the previous hour, of course, BP is still in the news. G20's in the news. Haven't gotten to all the articles yet. But I just started in on this discussion of the change of power in Australia, as Mr. Rudd is set aside by the far left or the center left or the just O2 left party, the left leftists, and replaced by a Julia Gillard coming on board. But before we go to our caller, just hang on there. We'll come to you in a moment. But Mr. Rudd, who paused repeatedly again to fight back his tears, well, he was probably not a girly boy, but he was mostly disappointed. Continuing, he became known as 24/7 Kevin. The guy worked hard. He put a lot into it. Mr. Rudd swept to power in a surge of goodwill in 2007, and for 2 years he enjoyed strong approval ratings, okay, even though, among other things, apologizing to the Australians' aboriginals. But under his stewardship, Australia emerged relatively unscathed from the global financial crisis, and there's truth to that. The Australian kangaroo there and the Canadian loony being up there near the top of the various currencies that were able to escape this meltdown. But one of the only industrialized countries in the on the planet to escape the downturn. But a public opinion started to erode in February when some of the economic stimulus measures the government had put in place at the height of the global recession were beset by criticism for mismanagement and corruption. Of course, they have to throw that in. Sentiment dropped further in April with Mr. Rudd's decision to abandon cap-and-trade energy policy. He had made a cornerstone of his agenda. Now, I'm telling you what, you don't mess with Mother Nature, and you don't mess with Al Gore and the sustainable Prince Charles, all right? That you don't do, but he did, and it's going to cost him. It did cost him his PM. So, Mr. Rudd's political fate was sealed when he proved unable to garner support for a contentious mining tax that confused the electorate and angered Australia's powerful mining industry. And, of course, if you remember, just days ago, we started hearing the bubble that was being floated in Australia that they were going to re-examine or put as another moratorium. I put a moratorium on their offshore drilling as well, so you know that this guy was on his way out. And so we've got about another minute to go, and we'll just bring up our caller, and then we'll carry him over the break. Let's go right there and go live. Good morning. This must be Sean.
Yes, it is, Will. How are you this morning?
Absolutely over the top.
I'm sure you are. Well, isn't it great in many ways that Kevin Rudd got the arse? However, I can't help but feel that we've just moved from out of the frying pan. I mean, if you take a look at what Julia Gillard done in the past, she stood by Rudd every decision. She made herself out to be so totally loyal. And, you know, I mean, she's now been accused of betraying him and things of that nature. And I can't help but think that that's exactly what she's done. Now, no offense to females out there, but the fact remains that throughout society, many females have been trained to undermine the male, if you will. Well, you know, we've always been undermining ourselves, so now we've got to undermine the male. We've got to become equal. You know, I'll treat them equal the day they can actually fix the toilet, Will. And I'm not actually saying that every female...
All right. Well, hang on. Sure. Hang on right there. We'll come back to the toilet right after these words from our sponsor.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we find once again we have returned here on our Thursday, June the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast, Become Vocal Local. We're joined in our second hour here by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis in Jordan, Minnesota. And we certainly thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. We've got Sean from Australia on the line here with us. And before we go back to Sean, a little bit more from this article. Yes, indeed, this is a change of leadership and a change in gender at the same time. Ms. Gillard, a Welsh-born, now that's got to go in her favor, a good Welsh lady there. Ms. Gillard, a Welsh-born former lawyer who has been in Parliament since 1998, is widely viewed as hardworking and a clear communicator, despite routinely being mocked for her ever-changing hairstyle and working-class accent. I mean, you got to find some place, Sean, to attack them. So you might as well go after the color of their hair, the way they wear it, and their working class accent.
Well, that's exactly right, Will. And in fact, I sort of agree with that because, I mean, this change of the color of the hair and everything is a very new age thing. And I was sort of trying to go on that before the break there where, you know, I mean, I'll start treating women equal when they start to learn to fix the toilet. And I know that there's many women out there that can fix a toilet, and I'm not against that. I'm not against women that want to be mechanics. But as one of your good chatters made point in your chat room there, Coco said that, you know, the liberation of women was a tool of communism, and it sort of does break up family. At one stage, what happens was, you know, the man went out and he worked for his lady. He worked hard. He came back and he provided food. He put food on the table. You know, Cordie Howe, when she was on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, she discussed how, you know, men aren't men anymore. Women aren't women anymore. And I think a lot of that disturbs me about Julia Gillard being in power comes down to that. But not only that, Will, you hit the nail on the head when you said he's the shortest term prime minister. I mean, we've had Sir Edmund Barton, Lord Stanley Bruce, we've had Joseph Benedict Shipley, we've had Sir Joseph Cook, John Gibson, Alfred Deakin, Sir Arthur William Fadden, Andrew Fisher, Francis Michael Ford, John Malcolm Fraser, Sir John Gray Gorton, Robert Bob James Hawke, we've had Harold Edward Holt, we've had William Billy Hughes, and it goes on and on. We've had all these different prime ministers, and our longest holding prime minister was Sir Robert Menzies. He was Australia's longest serving prime minister, holding the post for 17 and a half years. So I dare say that if Mr. Rudd was looking for that sort of result, he's no wonder he's showing tears. I think the tears come down to the fact that he lost a hell of a lot of dignity. He thought he was going to be in for a long time, because when he first got into power, he got into power on the fact that he is very, very Christian, which sort of contradicts some of the things he said towards the boat people, even though I think that the boat people should have been sent back. The fact remains, being a Christian, he's meant to be all-forgiving. Contradicting himself time and time again. Julia Gillard stood behind him through everything he ever decided. She stood behind him through everything he ever decided. And then all of a sudden, from what I can tell, she turned around and stabbed him in the back. But I think this is out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Well, I can only say that someone that is at least crafty enough or has enough guile to stand behind you constantly, you know that you're going to take the bullet. If she's standing behind him, he'll take the bullet. And if, you know, like Brutus, you know, if she stabs him in the back, well, you couldn't be from a better position than to be standing behind him. In politics and in many other places, it's not so much the ones that stand behind you, it's the ones that stand with you, stand right beside you. And so, yeah, there's something going on here. But I think largely, Sean, and I could be mistaken on this, I certainly haven't followed his career to the nth detail, and it doesn't sound to me like you have a revolving door in politics. It sounds to me like you guys have just gone ahead and put a motor to it. You've got a fan going there, your prime ministers. But that's not a bad thing, in my opinion, either. A good, steady turnaround and a frequent change of officers is healthy for a government, and you certainly have been able to suffer the financial downturns. But in this particular situation, it looks to me mostly that he was coming out on the wrong side of cap and trade at a time when cap and trade needed to go global. And certainly when you look at APEC, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, and understand that all of the manufacturing largely is coming out of China, China's going to need to have all of the rare earth minerals and all the mineral wealth that can be shoved over to them. So Mr. Rudd coming out against the mining community wasn't a well-thought-out plan. Turning his back on cap and trade and the green energy, you know, where do you think all of the green appliances are going to be coming from? Where are the windmills going to be coming from for Don Quixote and Mr. Cervantes? They're going to be coming out of China. So that wasn't such a well-formulated plan. And it's no surprise that the global community, and I'm sure they were very, very much involved in the decision, it's no surprise that they would move this autocratic or authoritarian fellow out. You know, they didn't like Hitler either, and for the same reasons, move him out and bring a woman into power. And maybe Ms. Gillard here, being also a lawyer, maybe she will be a little bit more easy, more manipulate, and a little bit more sympathy to Gaia and Gaia worship, and advancing the idea that rocks have more rights than people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know this would offend quite a few of your listeners here, but as far as I'm concerned, it's the truth. I mean, if you take a look at the way that women can be so much more easily manipulated, I mean, through women, a lot of our politics have gotten to be men of politics and gotten through to the men in general. But aside from that, you know, think about when it comes to the mining. I mean, the mining in a civil take on his, people are sick of that thing being sold offshore. And I can actually add to that. When you were talking about, you were talking earlier on about the economic stimulus, he was basically trying to stimulate the economy by sending money out through the pension plans, through the dole, or what you may know as the welfare. He was sending out all of these different economic stimulus money to try and stimulate the economy, but it wasn't working, and the opposition knew it wouldn't work because people started paying off their electricity bills with it rather than going out and buying a good book, or rather than going out and buying a DVD. They were paying off their electricity bills. They were using it for a trip to go to the States. I mean, it was obvious that that was going to happen, and that was a silly mistake on his behalf. It just did not work.
Well, that's that's one of the things, Sean, that's one of the things that you could expect or anticipate from the center left Labor Party, however, is because in a democracy of sorts, whether it's constitutional or otherwise, but in a democracy of sorts where you're pitting the labor pool against the entrepreneurs, those that actually provide the work, one could only expect that the Labor Centrist Party would be looking at indulging the labor force with more entitlements and benefits as a way of ensuring their support for other policies. And so he definitely, when he came out against the mining industry, when he came out with this idea of a moratorium on British Petroleum and others in deep water explorations, and again, when he comes out against the cap and trade, the carbon taxing scheme, it's time for him to go. So whether or not Ms. Gillard will prove herself as a far left or a left of center Labor Party, or whether she will just be like a rhino or whatever, that's to be determined. Hang on right there. We're going to go into a break. We'll come back on the other side and conclude our discussion here with our friend on the scene in Australia, Sean.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we should be able to anticipate looking forward, and I got a very interesting little sidebar from Mike Chambers on the Skype chat while the commercial break was running. And I agree with Mike. When we look at this lady, Miss Gillard, Sean, we could also see kind of a staging event for more of a global phenomena where we have the Tea Party Express, you know, propelling... Oh, what's her name? The dog, Musher, from Alaska. I'll come back to her. This is how significant I'm following all of this stuff. Her name just comes and goes out of my mind. But anyway, and then we've got this woman down here. There will be others around the planet at the same time coming into power as we move further into the 2010 and 2012 election cycles. And so these are things that we should be able to anticipate. Now, going back and talking about, you know, communism and things like that, really the place to begin understanding how a woman was elevated is, again, back to Auguste Comte and the Saint-Simonians, the early French socialists. But that rolled over and influenced the Lord and Lady Amberley, Bertrand Russell's mother and father. And they were instrumental in the formation with the Webbs eventually of the Fabian Socialist group. But the idea of equal suffrage, males and females, gets into this idea of dividing a wife against her husband, a husband against a wife, the mother against the daughter against the mother, the son against the father. It advances this idea of breaking up the home. It also brings into the labor force firmly and fully both the husband and the wife, taking away the powerful position that women held historically in the home, all the way back even to the time of the Greeks and prior. The woman basically ran the hacienda, ran the castle, and the men would go about do whatever they were going to do, much the same way that even the American Indians lived their lives here. So that was a very important process. You know, Rosie the River, that's not just an accident, folks. It's all, nothing in politics happens by accident. You didn't get the credit card, you know, Visa cards and things like that into place by accident. All of these things work together to bring us right to the synthesis where we find ourselves today. But, you know, again, Ms. Gillard, this is from the article, she says she would reopen the case for a carbon price, although she did not say whether she would fight for Mr. Rudd's cap and trade system. She also pledged to end the bitter fighting between the government and the mining sector over a proposed tax. So there's a little bit of a healing going on here. And so it's two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward. Sean?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Will. I mean, see, Julia Gillard, I dare say, the higher echelons, if you will, knew that Mr. Rudd was going to pick Julia Gillard as his, what do you call it, the second in command. They knew that he was going to pick her as the second in command. So they thought, if we get him in, then we'll get her in later, and she will be a lot easier to manipulate. I mean, even the Aboriginals here in Australia, within their tribes, the men would go out, they would do the hunting, while the women were running the castle, so to speak, running the tribe back at home. They were looking after the children, which is, I mean, a hectic job. I mean, both men and women have their ups and downs. Men have their way of doing certain things, and women have their way of doing certain things. And either one of us are better at doing something compared to the other. And, I mean, even the Aboriginal tribes did that here. And leading into the Aboriginals, one of the biggest mistakes I think that Kevin Rudd made was apologising for the what happened to the Aboriginals yet again. You spoke about that in brief what happens is we had come to a time where John Howard actually said, you know, no more apologising. Before Liberal was voted out, he said, look, no, I'm not going to apologise any further for the stolen generation, so on and so forth. Because people were getting sick and tired of it. Why should we keep apologising for something, and especially when it was something that we were not even born in the time it happened? I am not the sins of my father. I should be apologising for something I did not do, something I did not contribute to. So, you know, we were in a time where Australians were starting to get sick and tired of the fact that we had to keep apologising. I mean, it's the same as the Queen's birthday, Will. You know, why should we continually have a holiday for the Queen's birthday and continually celebrate it when it means absolutely nothing to us? And if you get a few Australians drunk, I'll say that straight up. They just won't say it when they're sober because they're too scared. I mean, now that we've got hate speech and all of that sort of nonsense. But I think it came to a time where, you know, Australians were sick of apologising for this and that. Also, you know, this mining situation. I mean, he was bound for trouble in that. And I think you're right in the way that you say, you know, he had to take the bullet. That's pretty much it. He was bound to take the bullet. The higher echelons knew that he would pick her as the second in command, and that sooner or later, with the way he runs politics, he would get voted out by his own incumbent, and that's exactly what's taken place.
Well,
and
so you can
call, Will.
Okay, great. Thanks for the calls, John. Good information. Always glad to hear from you, and certainly right from the Australian himself, a little bit of an insight as a roving reporter in the Southern Hemisphere. Again, though, this lady, you know, if we look at this in my mind correctly. Not that it has to go this way. I mean, she may very well be just absolutely qualified as anybody could be qualified to be, you know, the stakeholders and the actors in the greater scheme of things. But thanand thanks to Mike, you know, for refreshing my memory during a break again. Sarah Palin, you know, is what I was trying to scramble for there. I can't always keep all of the things together. I could do a lot better with things that happened 1,000 years ago than I can what's happening this week. It's coming at us so fast. But Sarah Palin, you know, you take a look at Barry the Usurper. Okay, well, he's the first mulatto that we ever, you know, Kenyan mulatto that ever served as president of the United States. And then you could maybe open that would open the door, let's say, to allow Sarah Palin then to be the first female president of the United States. And certainly Julia Gillard here began her job as Australia's first prime minister by female prime minister by promising the smooth relations. You know, this is the old hug-a-fest thing. This is the drum circle, that kind of thing, bringing people together, dialoguing into consensus, you know, consensus building. That's all in keeping with the current scheme of things, the current modus operandi. The fact that she's a Welsh-born lawyer, that's an important thing there. This is the working girl. Just much the same way with Sarah Palin, you know, she's out there killing moose, you know, and fishing for salmon and things like that, weaving baskets, no doubt, wearing mucklucks, dog sledding and things like that. So you can see the similarities there. At the same time, the other night, I was surprised last evening to hear that Prince Charles, you know, is maybe going to be tapped for the king. I thought that was already decided. I thought that was Prince William. What kind of a reversal is this? I don't know. Maybe while Prince William, well, I don't believe Prince William's in his minority, so I don't understand why that's going the way that it is. I'll have to look into that. But there are shakeups going on globally, lots of them, lots of shakeups going on all over the whole planet, certainly with Nancy Pelosi in there and her anal beads. You know, you notice that everybody's wearing these huge beads now around their necks. But this whole idea is moving forward. It's happening. Continuing from this article, this is actually another article, this one off of Bloomberg, along the same line. Gillard moved to fix two of Rudd's most unpopular decisions by pledging to revive the carbon trading system he shelved in April and agreeing to open negotiations with the mining industry on a proposed tax increase that had sparked widespread protest amongst the companies, workers, and politicians, including members of Rudd's own party. Once again, he's Labor Party. Well, you don't go in and get, you know, and start causing mayhem with Labor if you happen to represent or ostensibly represent the Labor Party. So there's all of that. But, of course, when we come back on the other side, we'll continue our discussion and then revisit once again John Stuart Mill. Stay with us.
The home cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, we look at the international or the geopolitical, or to you borrow from Michael Vail, to look at the geopolitical vantage point here. Take that, get up on the hill and look down again at this transition here in Australia. Gillard's ascension, this again off Bloomberg, Gillard's ascension to the nation's top job was welcomed by guess who? BHP Billiton Limited, Rio Tinto Group, and the Fortescue Metals Group Limited, which had led the fight against the 40% so-called super profits tax. Melbourne-based BHP Billiton Limited, the world's biggest mining company. Remember the other day, we were talking about the divestiture of BP, British Petroleum, Beyond Petroleum's investment assets. And BHP Billiton was named in the article as one of the potentials for stepping up to the plate to pick up some of the assets of British Petroleum. All right? You think about it from the geopolitical point of view, the vantage point, and look down, and you can see that there are big hands here. We've been hearing nothing but an unending story about Rio Tinto Group and their problems in China. All right? We've been hearing nothing about how this, you know, the shortage of the rare earth minerals is causing, some concern about being able to fulfill the demand for rare earth minerals in the advance of the hydrogen automobile and the electric car and things like that, them being necessary for the creation of those batteries and systems like that. So there's more to that. But again, this great three cast of of characters, BHP Billiton Limited, Rio Tinto Group, Fortescue Metals Group in Australia, led the fight against the 40% so-called super profits tax, and Melbourne-based BHP said in a statement that it was encouraged by the appointment and will suspend its advertising against the proposed tax. Hey, tu brute? Yeah, she was standing behind Rudd, all right, with a knife quivering, maybe. But certainly she had plenty of money behind her still. So rising shares, investors also bet that Gillard will compromise on the tax, which had accelerated Rudd's slump in the approval polls. It's amazing, isn't it, how the big money can come in and just, you know, paint you into a box in a hurry, and then out the door you go. You never go against Mother Nature, and you don't ever go against the Queen and the Rothschilds and the Vatican. BHP shares rose 1.3% in Sydney trading. Perth-based Fortescue gained 2.5%, and London-based Rio added 1.7%. All right? So we're talking about there is Gillard has been very, very good for her sponsors. Gillard has launched her leadership with a conciliatory tone toward the mining industry. And Roland Randall, the Vice President of Research and Strategy at TD Securities in Singapore, quote, as a new leader, she can compromise without loss of face. That's right, folks. Remember, never compromise your principles for relationship. But this woman seems to be prepared to compromise her principles without, and the party principles and the party platform of this center-left Labor Party, if they have any principles at all. But she's willing to compromise without losing face. Gillard said at the press conference she'll call an election within the coming months, throw open her doors to talks with mining companies, and make climate change a central plank of her election platform as we move into the time period for the new Mexico, you know, climate change discussion. Have you noticed how quiet Al Gore has been lately? He kind of took it in the shorts there, didn't he? Took it in upside the cheek, but they're regrouping. It never goes away. It's an international panel on climate change, the IPCC, all right? This is not a local issue. This is a global agenda. It's as disappointing to me as it is to millions of Australians that we don't have a price on carbon, she said. If elected as prime minister, I will re-prosecute the case for a carbon price. You wonder why she got in. I think it's being revealed to you right now. All right, so there's more than this. Let's jump over to another one. I generally don't do opinion pieces, but I want to get this one in quickly. This is the only news I could find on Bloomberg today about the G20 summit. And this, an opinion piece, and this by Emily Shales, or Schlaes, Bloomberg opinion piece. What are screaming protesters at the G8 and the G20 summits in Canada this week have to do with a battery service startup that has received $700 million in investment capital from Morgan Stanley and Lazard Limited? And what do they have to do with this month's planned initial public offering by Tesla Motors, Inc. and an electric car company? Well, my answer to those questions, dear, is nothing, but it was certainly a good way to get a headline. It got me to look at your opinion piece because you said disrupt the G20 summit with this technology. Well, what's the technology she thinks or believes that will disrupt the technology? This is how it goes. The answer has to do with the hopes for an oil-free future that was building even before the Deepwater Horizon became a household word. Now, it has taken a tremendous amount of work to make this be a household word. Just the other evening at our Ozark Property Rights Congress meeting for the Barry County meeting, our state representative started out, and the very first things out of his mouth was VP. All right? It's a talking point. It's got to be out there. Why? Because we're moving away from petroleum and we're moving into the clean energy. It has to be. It's the advancing of Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action for Sustainable Development. It is the goal. It is the agenda for the 21st century. Continues. She says the answer has to do with the hopes for an oil-free future that was building even before the Deepwater Horizon became a household word. Now many innovative companies are counting on anti-BP fury to take consumers over the edge and adopt alternate energy products that were already in progress. What have I said over and over and over again on this broadcast here? Over the last 2 years, become vocal local. That if you wanted to boil down the whole idea of sustainable development into one word, that word would be demand. You've got to build the demand to shore up, to sustain, to prop up something that would otherwise fail on its own account. You have to create the demand for this green environment. You have to create this demand for the green movement, where rocks have, as Al Anthony likes to say, where rocks will have more rights than people, right? And you do that by taking advantage of every catastrophe. The whole idea behind the FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning system, their mitigation program, is to, and if you go back up, as I have on FEMA, and go to their bookstore on the hazard mitigation planning stuff, you can get getting started with hazard mitigation planning for your county. You'll find that they want you to take advantage of every piece of news, like the BP Macondo well catastrophe, and play it like a fiddle. Play it like a fiddle, because we have to create demand for something that the people would not even be concerned about and would never look at if it weren't for the demand that was created. It's a false paradigm, all right? It's this transition from equal justice to social justice. It's the idea of living in the environment and ecology as if having some kind of science behind it, which it has none, all right? Anyway, continuing along here, from her article, before I blow a gasket, consumers may even embrace the product they have famously rejected, the electric car. It's going to take a hell of a lot of grease to get people to swallow an electric car. Right? So you need a lot of oil spilled to make it happen. Better Place LLC, a car battery service startup, begins with the wager that the old problems of recharging batteries is the biggest obstacle that has stopped consumers from buying electric vehicles before. And get this, using Israel as a test site, Better Place LLC, in the next year or so, I'm going to share with you before we're getting into the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance there, we interviewed Galen Chadwick, we went up on the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance's website, found the links that led us back to the Totnes Group, this little socialist think tank over that they established over in Totnes, England. And then, lo and behold, we discover Robert Rubin inside of this idea of, you know, community gardening, for God's sakes, and his electric car schemes, all right? But anyway, Better Place LLC, a car battery service startup, begins with a wager that the old problem of recharging batteries is the biggest obstacle to stop consumers. Aren't we the consumer society here? All right, I don't know what I'm going to get to John Stuart Mill. I'd sure like to. We might not have time today. But using Israel, illegitimate little box of rocks at the test site, Better Place in the next year or so will open 75 stations where electric cars can simply swap an exhausted battery for a new one in the same time it takes to refuel. All right, so you whip into the gas station, instead of getting gas, they're going to have some kind of a little device there. The side of your car will open up. Your old battery will come out. A new battery will go in. You'll pay for the recharge. The generic battery will slip right in there, and away you drive. Just as handy as dandy, right? Candy's dandy, but liquor's quicker, as they say. There's an old business theory that suggests that the electric car may indeed zoom ahead of this time. That theory, called disruptive innovation, underline that, highlight it. Put it together with your understanding of this time period of merger and acquisition, crisis theory, permanent revolution, revolution and counter-revolution, disruptive innovation. We'll be right back.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we'll just continue along with this thread for a few more moments in the last segment of today's broadcast. You can, folks, your calls are certainly welcome. It's 866-841-1065. Don't be bashful. You can always call into the broadcast. But there's an old business theory that suggests the electric car may indeed zoom ahead this time. That theory, called disruptive innovation, was developed by Clayton Christensen, a guru at the Harvard Business School back in the 90s. When BP PLC was still British Petroleum. Now, we might add that Harvard may at that time still have been a Protestant seminary. It seems to be a Jewish enclave today, but a yeshiva nonetheless. A guru at the Harvard Business School back in the 1990s, when BP PLC was still British Petroleum. Well, don't look now, folks, but it's still British Petroleum. All they've done is change their logo beyond petroleum. But they're looking, they're showing, they're sharing where they're going. Sustainability. My God, wash your mouth out with soap to say such a thing. But it's on the website. It's on Nalco's website, too, and Halliburton's as well as Transocean's. Sustainable. Sustainability. Sustainable development. Don't advance their meme, please. But anyway, when innovation disrupts, Christensen and colleagues have published thousands of pages on disruptive innovation. Can you imagine? You buy your electric guitar or your electric car, and in the back seat, like taking a page out of Henry Ford's tradition, in the back seat, you get a edited and condensed version of the Talmud and maybe instructions on how to live better through Kabbalah. My God, what a change. Christensen and colleagues have published thousands of pages on disruptive innovation. Have you noticed any disruptive innovation going on in your lives? And the change agents are everywhere, my friends. They're everywhere. They're behind every bush. They're under every rock. They're coming into a town near you. That's why we become vocal local, to counter the change agents' craft and guile, exposing their globalist agenda for what it is, localism. Localism. Well, there's more. But it boils down to this, disruptive innovation. Quote, a big company makes something that consumers buy en masse, a group to which it is beholden. Paradoxically, the company emphasizing good service can be an error. When management caters too extensively to extant clients, it forgets to develop new markets. Well, so, very well, understandably, we've failed to develop new markets. But it hasn't been for a want of calling on the part of the consumers. It has not been for want of calling on the part of consumers. I remember going through the J.C. Whitney catalog when I was but young, finding little things that would help my Volkswagen sedan get better mileage. When I finally made the jump and went to a Honda Civic front-wheel drive, four-speed, tiny little four-cylinder engine, and leapt into the 40 mile per gallon range, I thought that we were really on our way. You know, I was all along with this idea of driving at 55 miles an hour. You know, they'd reduce the speed limits and all of that. But then something happened on the way to the farm, and we went right back to 20 mile per gallon automobiles. The hell's up with that? Well, you know, there's an agenda. Meanwhile, a smaller group has an alternate idea, but that alternate idea has serious flaws, and no one even knows if a market for it exists. Over time, the quality of this marginal product improves. Next, the new product finds a crowd that is willing to accept an imperfect technology because it likes the item for other reasons. These are the legendary first adopters, the MP3 crowd. Suddenly, the alternate product is spreading like oil in the Gulf. The big company product seems as irrelevant as a cassette tape recorder. And this is where you, the younger generations, Generation X and your children, this is where you can lead the field. You need to stop, and I'll use the term need to stop thinking of yourselves as employees looking for a place to work, and start thinking of yourselves as entrepreneurs, and use everything that you've got between your ears to find solutions to the problems that have plagued man, transportation being one of the principles, and get them hurriedly onto the market. To hell with copyrights. Stop thinking about your own limited self-interest for a moment and flood the marketplace with ideas. If every one of the hosts on this network demanded from Oracle compensation for our time, we wouldn't be on air, and Oracle wouldn't either. There is a time where we cross thresholds into new areas where we have to do a little bit of volunteerism, not from the standpoint of the co-creationists, not from the standpoint of the new workforce in America that Barry the Usurper is advancing. But because if there's going to be any change, it's going to be up to us to be the ones that bring that change into place. As you can take an idea like the MP3 and make obsolete the tape recorder, the cassette tape recorder. Well, there's more here to the article, a lot more too. But this is this idea of disruptive innovation. You might spend a little time thinking about that today, tomorrow, and over the weekend. How could you be part of a movement, disruptive innovation, to make things reshape the world, if you will, that you live in a better way in your lifetime? Well, there's more, too. I wanted to go into this article, only be able to give you some of the highlights. This was sent to be one of our venerable reporters, Chris. Some of you know it's Chris 5 in the chat rooms. This out of the Chatham House. She's been sending me links on a regular basis to this newsletter, and I've been learning much from it. Don't have time in every broadcast to bring it out, but there's a new paper up there aiming for new vigor. The UK and the global economy. Once again, British Petroleum. Moving forward, disruptive innovation. The UK's role in the world is inextricably linked to its economic strength and prosperity. And of course, you know that the popular wisdom is that the Rothschilds are the custodians of the Vatican's treasury, and we found out in our own studies that Peter Dennis Sutherland was one of the consolators of the Holy See as far as their property holdings are concerned, no doubt all things petroleum and mineral related. But the UK's role in the world is inextricably linked to its economic strength and prosperity. Of course, they got Cameron in there now, and he's getting rid of all of the socialist programming that was started in the time of the philosophical radicals of John Stuart Mill. Or at least ostensibly, that's what the news is reporting, the public notice. Britain's international influence, in turn, complements and supports its comparative advantages in global services and investment. London School of Economics, Council on Foreign Relations, you know, so on and so forth. And such support would be less important for economies dependent upon consumer brand businesses and commodity trade. These are just bullet points from this paper that's up on the Chatham House website. Leveraging global growth will be a critical determinant of the United Kingdom's economic prospects. Leveraging global growth. Again, disruptive innovation going on here, giving us a window into the future. We very carefully research the past. We look into the future, as I like to think, moving, visualizing ourselves, we people, moving into ever and ever greater measures of freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. More and more fully embracing the concept of property and understanding it as a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. And to understand freedom as 100% control over your property, 100% control of the time, which means all of your ideas and all of your productive outputs and inputs. Leveraging global growth will be a critical determinant of the UK's economic prospects, along with management of fiscal adjustment. Fiscal adjustment, remember, it's not monetary adjustment. Monetary adjustment is what the Federal Reserve banking systems do. But along with the management of fiscal adjustment, that means managing the treasuries of the world, all right? Fiscal policy and monetary policy, one being done by parliaments and legislators and deliberative assemblies, the other being done by the Rothschild banking industry. Out of the wide range of forecasts for future growth, the final outcome will be dictated by the interaction between these two key drivers. Now, you don't have to take the Chatham House reports and papers for gospel, the holy word, not inerrable word of God. You can also jump up and look at the Tavistock Institute website from time to time. Go up on the Council on Foreign Relations website and read there from time to time and figure out what they're doing, where they're visioning us to go. And like Will Rogers said, buy land, buy plenty of it, get in the path of progress and let it run right over the top of you, and you too can prosper. Folks, that's it for me today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available.
and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.